This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
Then the Lord answered me, write down this vision and clearly inscribe it on tablet so that a herald may run with it. For the vision awaits an appointed time. It testifies of the end and does not lie. Though it lingers, wait for it, since it will surely come and will not delay. Okay, guys, so I don't know whether we should call this a second vision or the continuation of the first part, because we are speaking about the power of vision. Guys, there's so much power in vision, you understand? But there's something I need to make clear first before we continue, because see, guys, I'm not a freedom fighter. That's the first thing I need you to understand. Secondly, I'm not an motivational speaker. I'm simple speaking on behalf of my Lord, do you understand? And if I'm going to be using his word, the book of the kingdom of heaven, I have to speak the words that I know that he himself will be speaking, you understand? I really, really hate it when pastors decide to motivate people to do their own things using the word of Jesus. I really, really, really hate it, you understand? Now, usually you'll find that a motivational speaker will open this script and motivate you to go on with your own plans, motivate you to go on with your own vision, motivate you to do your own things while using the book of Jesus. That is what I hate, because that is hypocrisy. That's what pastors have decided to do, using the word of Jesus to actually motivate us to be worldly, to do our own things. That I hate, guys. I'm not any motivational speaker and I'm not a freedom fighter. You understand? I'm coming from the point of view of the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, I need to stick to Jesus's vision. It's very important, because you see, guys, if I'm quoting from the book of the kingdom of heaven, it is imperative that I speak on behalf of Jesus. I'm not going to be speaking on behalf of motivational speakers. That, guys, needs to be clear. You see, guys, no one is going to die at my watch. And I always say that, because at the end of the day, you're going to stand in front of my Lord. I'm going to stand in front of my Lord. And if I use his word to motivate you to do your own will, to do your own, to further your own vision using his word, I'm going to have a problem with Jesus. I don't want Jesus to deny me. So on that day, you're going to have to tell him what you know. And if I've told you wrong things, then it's my fault. Obviously, you also go to hell. Because if you follow a blind person, you also go to hell. But you won't go to hell alone. You'll go with me. So I try to make sure that I make things clear. That's why you often hear me say words such as, my beliefs are not that important. Your beliefs are not that important. It's Jesus's beliefs that are important. Because Jesus is only concerned about your soul. I'm concerned about your soul. So if I tell you that your vision will come to pass, which will come to pass, you see, guys, let me explain something. You don't need Jesus to get money. You don't need Jesus to be rich. You don't need Jesus to be earthly blessed. Those things don't come from Jesus. It comes from the world. That's why he says, don't love the world or the things of the world. They don't come from the Father. They come from the world. The boasting of what he has and does is not of God. You understand? So we need to understand those things. You don't need Jesus to get money. You don't need Jesus to be rich. You don't need Jesus to be prosperous. You don't need Jesus to be blessed by the things of the world. I want you to know that the world gives that. The man sitting in second heaven is the sponsor of that. I needed to make that clear, you understand? Secondly, I want to make it clear also that if you don't believe in hell, it is okay. You see, my beliefs are not that important. Your beliefs are not important as well. It's Jesus' beliefs that are important, you understand? Jesus still reveals his kingdom, you understand, to people. He can even take you out of your body and reveal. So if I say that I don't believe in hell. It doesn't take away hell. That's what I've come to understand. Our beliefs are not that important. Jesus doesn't say, you know what, Daddy, because they don't believe this, let's remove it. He doesn't remove it. In fact, he will just show it to more people that it's still here. You might not believe in hell, it's still here. You understand? So our beliefs are not that important. So that's why you'll often hear me say that if you take your own vision, you will go to hell, but it will help you in such a way that you will be focused. That I want you to know. You understand? Because I might not say those things because I'm not an motivational speaker or a freedom fighter. Therefore, I don't speak about people's visions. Guys, I don't even have my own vision. I took it from Jesus. You understand? So there is a God-given vision. There is also a man-made vision. A God-given vision is like Jesus. Here, Daddy was speaking to Prophet Habakkuk and he was giving him vision of things that will happen in the end. And he clearly says that for the vision await an appointed time, it testifies of the end, you know, meaning that it will happen at the end, not now. But in the meantime, you will be preparing for it. You understand? So he gives this vision to Habakkuk and he's telling him that wait for it. It will surely come. It will linger. Wait for it. It will surely come though. You understand? So I used my Lord as an example. In fact, if you go, I think it's Hebrews chapter 10. It says that sacrifices and burnt offerings, you were not pleased with. A body you prepared for me. Then I said, here I am, O Lord, to do your will. You understand? So Jesus is coming here on earth was predetermined. I want us to make that clear. He's coming here, it's predetermined. And I was, having this conversation with my nephew. He was doing homework. So he asked me, can you define life? So I said to him, listen, I'm going to use Jesus as an example. So whenever I use Jesus and as an example in our discussions, he tends to be very serious because he knows that I'm serious when I speak about Jesus. So I said, I'm going to give you a higher definition of what life is. So I'm going to quote from my Lord. You understand? So I said, Jesus came down here to give us the blood. So he was born here and then he found out what he came to do. In fact, he came down here knowing very, very, very well what he came to do. So when he came here, he prepared. He was training for that all his life. Then after that, he started doing it. After doing it, he left. So I said to him, in short, life is actually being born. Find out what you were born to do. Concentrate, focus, train on that, then do it, then get out of the world. You understand? So I was telling him, so he looked at me very serious. I said, yeah, it's very serious because you see, guys, when you're dealing with Jesus, you find higher definitions of things because he's the wise dude. You understand? So when you learn from him, you are learning from the best. Guys, you see, once you go that high, guys, once you learn from Jesus, I mean, guys, there's nothing higher than that. Believe me when I tell you, you know. So, guys, there is nothing higher than that. I don't know how to put it, but there's nothing higher than that. You understand? So I was giving him this high definition of what life is. You understand? And he was like, hey, that one is too high. I said, yeah, it's high. Human beings don't reason like that. Human beings don't think like that. Human beings are born, find out what is done here, and then they jungle and look for opportunities and do whatever everyone else is doing here and get married, get children, buy a house, buy a car. That's it. It's finished. That's the lowest definition of what life is. But that's what human beings know. You understand? So I just wanted to, you know, make this thing clear that when you deal with Jesus, you get higher definitions of things. But when you deal with human beings, you get lower definitions, you know, of things, you know. So it's like, guys, we need to understand these things. But guys, while saying that, it's important as well to make you understand that there is a human-made vision. There is a God-given vision. So I've explained a God-given vision, like Jesus is coming down here. He's giving us the blood, you understand? And he gave us the blood at the end, you understand? After that, bang, the guy is gone. You understand? He's gone. And before he left, before he even started it, he had to make sure that the blood is spotless. You know, in other words, Jesus couldn't sin. So if you are in the God-given vision, what will happen is that you will stop sinning. Once you know the truth, you will stop sinning. You won't love money. You won't love the things of the world. You won't be having sex outside marriage. You won't be doing your own things. You stop lying. All these things, you understand why? It's a God-given vision. His commands are there for you to fulfill his visions. So you will obey his commands so that you'll be able, because once you break his commands knowingly, you can't, you die spiritually, you understand? So you take Paul, you take Peter, you take James, you take John, all those guys, my greatest dudes, they were like that. They changed the moment they met Jesus. They changed. You understand? They were no longer myopic. Why? They met Jesus. Jesus, guys, would give you a higher definition of life, and he will give you a new revelation, meaning a new vision. And once it does that, guys, you stop sinning, because after that, you have to concentrate on it. You can't concentrate on his vision while you are busy with sins. You understand? So it keeps you in this narrow path. It keeps you in this narrow road. You understand? You are so strict, you know, to yourself, though. You are so strict because you have to make sure that it comes to pass. If you continue in sin, it won't come to pass. You understand? Now, a man-made vision, it will either give you money or maybe material things. It could be a career, it could be a business, you know, it could be a charity, it could be a non-profit organization. No matter what it is, if it's not doing his will, guys, I want to make this thing clear, because you see, I'm going to stand in front of my Lord, and I don't want a person saying that I heard this from Nini. I'm not going to be denied by Jesus because of anyone. No, guys, I'm not any motivational speaker, I'm not a freedom fighter, you understand? Anything else you do will land you in hell. But on this side, your man-made vision will keep you focused. You understand? That's the good thing about it, though. You might not be interested in gang. You understand? You might not be a thug. You might not be a drug addict. You might not be an alcohol addict. You understand? Why? Because this man-made vision is keeping you on this narrow road. But you will be disobeying Jesus. Why? You guys, you don't need Jesus to get money. You don't need Jesus to get the things of the world. You don't need Jesus to be earthly prosperous. You don't need Jesus to be blessed by the things of the world. I want you to know that. That's why he says these things don't come from him. You understand? I hope by now you understand why I'm such an angry preacher. Because pastors are preaching what motivational speakers should be, you know, saying to us. You understand? That's why I'm an angry preacher. Not only an angry preacher, but a sad one. Because this is disappointing. They are disappointing Jesus. I don't know what he's done to them. You understand? So I'm trying to make you understand that there is a man-made vision, which will obviously land you in hell. But on this side, you understand? On this side, guys, it will keep you in this narrow road. You know, there are certain things you won't be doing. Obviously, you will be disobeying Jesus. Obviously. A man-made vision, guys, you can be sleeping around, you know. A man-made vision, guys, you can do certain things, but there are things you won't do because it will, those things will stand, you know, in your way, you understand? But you'll be looking for money, you'll be loving money, you'll be loving the things of the world, you know. It might be a charity, it might be, you know, a non-profit organization, you know, but at the end of the day, it won't land you to where Jesus is. So I usually say that if you are going to lose Jesus, if you are going to go to hell at the end, make sure you don't lose Jesus for something that's just small. You know, I usually say that it's unfair, guys, for people to be poor here on earth and disobey Jesus for small things. Just to go to hell. Guys, no, please. Don't be poor and go to hell. Hello. Don't be poor and go to hell. You understand? It's hard to be poor. You understand? I'm not poor. I don't have much. In fact, I don't have anything, but I don't consider myself poor. You understand? But because I'm not running for money or the things of the world, I don't have the things that I should be having, you know, as someone who did well, you know, according to the world, you understand? But because of Jesus, I took a different path, you know, made wrong decisions, and I made them on purpose, you understand? Because I wanted to land to where Jesus is, you understand? So obviously, but I'm trying to say that if you are going to take your own man-made vision, please, make sure it's something that is worthy. The fire there, the heat there, because you see, guys, in hell, there is no low heat or high heat, the heat is just the same. So do not go to head with people who were rich, who were really, really rich, people who really killed people. Don't just kill one person and go to hell. That is an embarrassment. You understand? In other words, guys, what I'm trying to say, do big if you're going to hell. Don't just disobey Jesus for small things. You know, guys, you find people doing small things, saying, oh, I'm scared of doing this. You are going to hell if you're not doing his will. Only he who does his will make it to his kingdom. So if you're not doing his will, please, guys, do not go to hell for something that is small. That's all I'm going to say. So the power of vision.
And remember, the word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through his Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of his word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.